Now, there is an Irishman who has set himself a mammoth task of walking around the world, and all to raise awareness of cancer. We're delighted to welcome back onto the programme Tony Mangan, who's undertaking this task. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Greg. How are things? Welcome from southern China.
Southern China, and you got there, Shanks Mare, as they used to say.
Yeah. Walked all the way, just 12,000 kilometres just a couple of days ago, and the one-year anniversary on Monday.
Before we talk about your journey, why did you decide to undertake it, Tony?
Previously, I actually ran around the world. I spent 4 years running around the world, and I spoke to you on the program a couple of years ago about that. And then I wrote a couple of books, which they're not published yet, but they're written. And I was twiddling my thumbs and saying, what will I do? And I really wanted to go off traveling again. I guess I'm addicted to slow travel, going through villages and meeting the people and stopping and saying hello. And sometimes I stop and have a cup of tea or just a little chat, take a photograph. And even though we don't speak the same language in most of the countries I go through, I get a buzz from it, and I like to see people smile. But anyway, to cut a long story short, in the middle of my world run, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. So, and then she died 5 months after I finished running around the world. So I decided I really wanted to travel again, and I love traveling by foot. So I didn't want to run again. So this time I said I'd slow it down and I'd walk around the world. I had an alternative route in mind. So obviously, because my mom died from cancer, I decided that this walk would be in many ways to honor her and try and draw awareness, because mom was very healthy, and it was a bit of a shock. And we felt that had she been tested before, perhaps she would still be alive today. So the message that I share with people when I'm walking around the world is that life is precious. Early cancer screening saves lives.
And what a message it is, and our condolences, obviously, on the loss of your mother, Tony. How has this journey compared to running, walking versus running? Has it been a different experience in that, you know, have you been able to consume more of your surroundings and the people around you?
Yes, absolutely. It's less intense, and this time, in many ways, my run around the world, I had a kind of a deadline. I wanted to start and finish with the Dublin Marathon, and Mam was also dying, as I mentioned, and now I don't really have any deadlines. I can go as slow as I like, and there's no stopwatch, and there's nothing more tiring than feeling you have to run when you're tired running. And so I'm just walking. I clip along at a nice steady 5 kilometers, 3 miles an hour pace, and it's just nice and relaxing. And a lot of time when I was on the world run, because I was tired, my eyes were sometimes closed running on the road, and just fatigue. Now that doesn't happen. I look up, I look around, I see everything around me, and it's such a wonderful way to see the world on foot. Because if you're on in a bus or a car or a motorcycle, you're just zooming by and you don't really see the details and people at the sides of the road. It only happened tonight. I came up a hill in the mountains in southern China, and it was about 7 o'clock, and I'm kind of between towns. So, but as I came to the top of the hill, it looked like it was a restaurant, and right enough, it was a restaurant, but it was closing up. They were just cleaning. So obviously I can't speak Chinese, but just a few words I have. I asked, was it a restaurant? Can I eat here? And so he brought me in, and I wasn't sure whether or not I was getting an actual invite or whether or not they were going to charge me. And I didn't want to offend by offering money. In the end, I did. And he said, "Oh no. Oh, this is for free. We're not going to charge you." And then they said to me, where are you going to sleep tonight? And I said, well, I'm just going to pitch my tent down the road. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you just sleep on the dining room floor? So that's, I'm actually after getting up off my air mattress and sleeping bag to talk to you. So the family has gone to bed now, and I'm talking on the Wi-Fi. And so if I was in a bus or on a motorcycle or a car or something like that, I'd be just zooming to the next city, the next town. When you're on foot, you're seeing all the details, going at a slow pace, making great connections with people, and seeing it's a wonderful world.
Is it, in a way, Tony, what you're doing now versus what you did before, you know, running, missing out on stuff, walking, taking everything in, obviously the sad loss of your mother in the process, is it kind of a reflection on your life now? Has it, in some way, the loss of your mother made you slow down just generally and appreciate things a bit more?
No, I don't really think so. I think it's just less intense. When I was younger, before I even went on the world run, I was an extreme athlete and I was in competition. And I guess when I ran around the world, I was still in many ways competitive because I was trying to finish this, starting and finishing with the Dublin Marathon. So obviously, if I arrived a little bit late, then I'd have to wait another year. So it was pretty intense. Doing it and this, there's absolutely no pressure. There's no pressure. It's low budget. So sometimes people sponsor a day by going onto my website, myworldwalk.com. They sponsor a day, and my expenses are pretty minimal, to be honest with you. So the main expenses are really just airfares between continents. Insurance is going to go up pretty rapidly soon, and shoes and other expenses like that. I stay in the odd hotel, so it depends on finances. I can do this for a while.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
If possible.
Sorry, Tony, that's what I was going to ask you. When do you stop?
Well, the more I go, the more ambitious my route has become. I'm thinking 3 to 4 years.
I wonder, are you walking? Are you
questions, Greg?
Are you walking away from home, or are you walking back? Are you walking away from home, or are you walking back towards home?
Oh yeah, I'm walking away around the world. I left Temple Bar just a year ago, 2 days ago, and I walked all the way across Europe and Russia, Mongolia, and now I'm in China. Of about 2,500 kilometres of China walks, and there's about a little over another 1,000. I'm heading for Vietnam. Then when I get down to Vietnam, then to Australia. I'm going to walk from Perth to Sydney and New Zealand, both islands, south and north. And initially I was not planning to go to South America, but this is what I was just saying a few moments ago, to get more ambitious. So I'm decided now I'm going to go to South America, Peru, to Brazil, to maybe Venezuela, Colombia, one or two other countries, Guyana, Suriname maybe, and the Caribbean up to Florida. I'm thinking I might go all the way around the states, around the perimeter. That's what I mean about you can get carried away in your head.
It sounds intriguing.
I just love doing this. I love.
Yeah, it's intriguing. Finally, what has been the standout thing for you on this trip? Is it the people? Is it the sights? Is it the experiences? What has been the highlight?
The people will always be the highlights. They're just incredible. I know it's an overused cliche, but there's so many good people around the world. There's only a few bad apples that spoil the party. Just going into villages and every day, I just love seeing pictures of seeing children standing at the side of the road, wondering what I'm doing, just gawking at me because they've probably never seen a foreigner before. Many people have told me they've never been out of their state, and just seeing the expressions. And then when I open my mouth, the strange language, and they're really baffled. And I play up to that all the time. I make faces sometimes, and I just love the people, meeting people. I documented on my Facebook page, Tony Mangan's Facebook page, and also on my website, iworldwalk.com. And I take a lot of pictures, and I try to post as many as I can. But things are very, very difficult in China. Facebook is actually blocked, but there's ways around it. And trying to download photographs and even just Google searches, that's blocked as well. And it's pretty difficult trying to do things here, but it's you just have to have a lot of patience.
I'm really enjoying this walk.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I suppose in some ways you want to be experiencing what they experience, because then you fully can understand it. Tony, you've given us your URL, your Facebook page. You've given us your time talking to us. People can go online and check out where you're at and where you're going. And it's a really important message. Cancer has touched every single one of us in one form or another, I'd imagine. And it's a great message that you're spreading and trying to raise awareness of. And we really do appreciate you joining us, Tony, and we wish you continued safe travels.
Thanks very much, Greg, and best wishes to your listeners.